It's Monday, October 16th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Hamas, the Muslim terrorist group, called for a day of rage as Israel readied for military action in the Gaza Strip in response to last Saturday's attacks that killed hundreds of Israelis and injured thousands of civilians. One Muslim man in France was emboldened to attack last Friday, reports the Christian Post. In northern France, 155 miles from Paris, Mohamed Mojikov, a man of Chechen origin, stabbed and killed a teacher named Dominic Bernard and wounded three others at the Gambetta High School, where he had been a student. Authorities are investigating the stabbing as terrorism. The attacker shouted, quote, Allahu Akbar, end quote, which means God is great in Arabic. Proverbs 29 verse 22 says, a man of wrath stirs up strife, and one given to anger causes much transgression. The 20-year-old suspect has been arrested. A police source told AFP that Mojikov has been on a national register indicating that he was a possible security threat. Indeed, the French intelligence agency, DGSI, had been electronically and physically surveilling the Muslim man. Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin said there is, quote, no doubt, end quote, that the attack is linked to the conflict between Israel and Hamas, reports the BBC. A former member of the Canadian Armed Forces has revealed his story of the abuse and coercion he faced from the chain of command when he declined the COVID-19 jab, reports LifeSiteNews.com. After 39 years of service, Serge Foucher of Greeley, Ontario, reached the rank of major and was an aerospace engineering officer posted to the Chief of Air Force Staff. He told LifeSite News that his career ended abruptly when Gerald Wayne Eyer imposed a COVID-19 vaccine mandate on the entire Canadian Armed Forces on October 8, 2021. Foucher said, quote, this is not about the vaccine. In the end, this is about the abuse of power, and these guys used coercion to push people like me out, end quote. He was fired despite his desire to continue serving, denied a promotion, and lost 3 years' worth of salary, totaling $360,000. Matthew 10, verse 25 says, but Jesus called the disciples and said, you know that the rulers of the unbelievers lord it over them, and their superiors act like tyrants over them. Here in America, House Republicans named Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio as their new nominee for Speaker of the House on Friday, reports CBN. But that does not mean he's guaranteed to become Speaker. It's just the next step in that direction. Republican House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana bowed out after it was unclear whether he could get the needed 217 votes. Representative Jordan was the runner-up to Scalise in the first nomination vote. Former Vice President Mike Pence's 2024 campaign faces a potentially existential cash squeeze, with debt already piling up, reports NBC News. The campaign raised $3.3 million in the third quarter, with $1.2 million cash on hand and $620,000 in debt. Pence himself chipped in $150,000 from his personal funds. Ever heard of Dean Phillips? Probably not. He's a Democratic congressman from Minnesota who's probably going to challenge President Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination, reports Politico.com. He's regularly called for Biden to face a 2024 primary challenger, criticizing the president for not passing the torch to the next generation of Democratic leaders. A centrist or moderate Democrat, Phillips's net worth is $123 million, making him one of the wealthiest members of Congress. Phillips will need to decide quickly, as the deadline to file for New Hampshire's presidential primary is in 2 weeks. And finally, on this date, October 16, 1555, Protestant bishops Hugh Latimer and Nicholas Ridley were burned at the stake for so-called heresy in Oxford, England. The backstory has to do with the Protestant Reformation, begun by Martin Luther when he nailed the 95 Theses to the door of the church in Wittenberg, Germany in 1517, protesting against the corruption of the Catholic Church. In addition, in 1525, when the Pope denied King Henry VIII's request for an annulment from his wife Catherine so that he could marry his paramour, Anne Boleyn, the British monarch broke ties with the Catholic Church and founded the Church of England. Overnight, the property of the Catholic Church became the property of the Protestant Church of England. As it turned out, Catherine and Anne Boleyn were the first two of six wives. According to the Forefathers Monument Guidebook, quote, when King Henry died in 1547, the deep rivalry between the Protestants and Catholics only intensified as each of his children rose to power. The Reformation movement thrived under Henry's youngest son, Edward VI, but when Edward died just 6 years later, he was succeeded by his half-sister, Mary. A devout Catholic, Queen Mary did everything in her power to cleanse the Church of Protestants. Mary's first order as queen was to publicly behead Lady Jane Grey, her Protestant cousin, and competition to the throne. Mary would order over 300 dissenters to be burned at the stake, a violent spree that earned her the title Bloody Mary. Her reign lasted for 5 years until her death from illness, end quote. The martyrdoms of Hugh Latimer and Nicholas Ridley kicked off Bloody Mary's reign of terror and persecution against Protestants. Before their deaths, Latimer said to Ridley, quote, be of good comfort, Master Ridley, and play the man. We shall this day light such a candle, by God's grace, in England, as I trust never shall be put out, end quote. Hebrews 11:38 says of similarly resolute martyrs of the Christian faith, the world was not worthy of them. And that's the world view on this Monday, October 16th in the year of our Lord 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.